Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies' Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Ever since the famous neurosurgeon Ben Carson gave his gutsy keynote speech at last year's National Prayer Breakfast, many have encouraged him to run for public office. Carson believes that what the public really wants is not so much him, but the return of common sense to solve our ever-increasing problems. In his new book called One Nation, Carson gives an account of America's worst problems, along with ideas on how we can solve them. In glimpses we get of his early life, we can see that young Ben Carson was saved from street life by education. Both teachers and his mother pushed him to excel. Because of this, his heart is heavy about our public education system and parents who do not seem to want responsibility for what their children are taught. Carson understands that citizens cannot be involved in our society if they are unable to inform themselves about current events and if they are not familiar with American history. He exposes concern about massive overspending and debt that is being foisted on future generations. Debt-ridden big government programs give absolutely nothing to the poor, but lack of results and continued poverty. Ben Carson describes welfare as demeaning to the poor. In our current situation of government gridlock, Dr. Carson encourages that we consider opinions and positions of others and then move forward to a meaningful compromise. Politicians are so entrenched in their positions that civil discourse seems impossible, and the mainstream media intentionally inhibit important conversation by provoking emotions. Ben Carson does not promote compromises that result in giving up principles, however. Dr. Carson calls on our nation to rekindle enthusiasm for individual freedom and the reestablishment of the U.S. Constitution as the most important document in America.
The clear and intentional assault on religious freedom by the Obama administration is documented in a new book by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeier titled No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. You can help stop the campaign to secularize America. Get your copy of No Higher Power on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Heart problems were in my family, and I did notice these chest pains occasionally. I decided to try it, and I don't think I'm going to stop for quite a while. Nothing has worked as well as this product has promised to. I've taken, you know, supplements and that sort of thing, and never really noticed a difference.
Well, I turned 60, and when I went into the doctor to get my reports, the lady at the desk, she looked at it, and she says, "Wow." I says, "What's that say?" So she came back and looked at my last check. She says, "Well, you've gone down half on your cholesterol." So she says, "I guess don't do a thing, only what you're doing right now."
To get your Extendovite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software on the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
Is everybody in? The ceremony is about to begin. Wake up!
Ready?
It's the Jack Blood Show.
I want to know what's going on.
Wake up and smell the noise.
I don't understand what's going on here.
It's the Jack Blood Show.
We want answers.
No repeating, pure reporting for the info piece.
You want answers.
I want the truth, the truth, the truth.
It's the Jack Blood Show. The alternative to the alternative news media. Allegedly.
Ripped off the slogan for RBN in our new open here. It is the Jack Blood Show. I'm Jack Blood, your narrator, your radio gun, reporting for the next 2 hours. It's Thursday, the 16th day of October 2014. Let them eat cake. This was the day that the French people executed Marie Antoinette. More in this day in history as we move forward on the broadcast. Welcome, my fellow thought criminals, enemies of the state, feral humans, and FBI and CIA agents, NSA agents, listening in on the show. Again, hope you learned something today. Yeah, I didn't really rip off the slogan for RBN. You can call me a plagiarist. 10 years ago, my crew up in Rhode Island made that. That's John Mello's voice on the, because you can handle the truth, it's RBN. So maybe you got a little bit backwards there. And I'm really actually a little bit flattered that the production we did 10, 11 years ago ended up staying on RBN, even when I was public enemy number one. So there you go. You see, that's how good of production that is. So I didn't steal it. I contributed to it. I always give people credit for what they do. I had an amazing production crew when we were up at WARL in Providence, Rhode Island, broadcasting to both Rhode Island and Massachusetts. Well, that's easy to do since Rhode Island is so small. Okay, we got a ton of news for you today. Welcome aboard. It's great having you. Happy birthday, Flea. We'll try to attain some higher ground on the broadcast today, like Stevie would do. Stevie got totally Manchurian. He got totally brainwashed by the Obama administration. I can see it. I feel the same way about the first Catholic president, JFK. We have some JFK news in history today. I've always been a little pissed off about Obama being from my generation and doing this to my people and to my country. I feel a little sold out on that. I think that's why a lot of my friends my age did support Obama, because, hey, that guy's our age. He gets it. We got a lot in common with him when you look at it in some ways. Don't worry, when we get the first punk rock president, I'll be just as tough on him. Well, I want to cover a little bit of this Gary Webb film, Kill the Messenger, which was filmed here in Atlanta. I was really thinking about doing some extra work for that, but it's just too hard. You guys who have ever done movie extra work, you know it's not fun. Get paid. You get to say you were in the movie for like a half a second. But I would have loved to have been involved in that production. I'm sorry I wasn't. Pretty good article. An article that I think even taught me a few things. So I'm really anxious to see the movie about Gary Webb's life, Kill the Messenger. I'm going to try to go over that with you today if I can find my reading glasses. The first thing that just stood out to me is they do sanitize his death a little bit, and we'll cover that. And why? Because the fact of the matter is, the powers that be, if, and let's just say Gary Webb was assassinated, you know, he uncovered the Contra cocaine angle that put the drug smuggling into Iran-Contra and just caused a massive tidal wave of accountability and backlash. Of course, they escaped all the accountability part of it, but yeah, now the FARC are the ones. So you can say that on the radio. It's FARC. They're a paramilitary group in Guatemala, right? It's the same thing, different people, different day. That's what you call your thesis plus antithesis equals synthesis. So Gary blew the web off of that, and Maxine Waters and so many other people, you know, championed his cause. And if you look at his death, it is really, I mean, they really went to every possible length to make that look like a suicide, and maybe no other way. I actually saw something somewhat similar to that on Sons of Anarchy, where they, if you guys ever watched that show, it's a pretty good show, actually, where the feds, BATF, set up one of the bikers, and they transfer a bunch of money into his account and pay all of his bills so that the other bikers will look at it and say, hey, that guy is a snitch, even though he wasn't. So the amount of work that had to go in to framing up the Gary Webb suicide would make a lot of people skeptical. So I totally get that. That I get. I get why the family doesn't believe it, because there were a lot of things happening, bank accounts changing names, letters being sent, notes on door. There's just a lot of things. But they don't. What they don't add is what Gary was saying up leading up to that point, which was that there was a guy on his roof, that there were people monkeying around the backside of his house. That was the day that he died, was the day he was supposed to move out of that house, which I'm sure was fully bugged. And he would have been such a martyr that I just don't think there was any way to just do him like the DC Madam and just have him hanging from a rafter somewhere. People would have been too suspicious. So they really took their time and used every resource to frame up that suicide. So I understand why people believe it. Why don't I believe that? Not just the two shots in the head, which I think can be explained if you want to go find the explanation. It can happen. Reflex, I believe, is what they're calling it. But there was just so much to lose, and the fact that Gary was working again, I think, startled some people because they thought they'd finished him off. Does it matter? It's the same thing with Aaron Schwartz from Reddit. His dad believes the government hounded him to his death. Like I said yesterday, does it even matter? So I want to cover a little bit more of that today because there's a lot of details on this that I didn't know. And then I got to go see the movie and write a review for you guys. So we have to pull all of that off too on the broadcast. I got to do my Ebola update. We have a package for that. We should have a production package. This day in Ebola updates. Da-da-da-da. I mean, see, that's pretty lame, but we kind of need one. Because I haven't made one because I keep thinking, will this just go away, please? Can I please stop talking about this? Yesterday, we reported a story that has gone almost viral, us being Gary Webb. Gary Webb had the first viral story on the internet with Dark Alliance, which is what caused the poop storm, so to speak, crap storm. Yesterday, we reported a story that now is everywhere, and I totally understand why nobody is using my link. Since we only posted it several days ahead of everyone else. But okay, that is that in Liberia, they caught a guy trying to put formaldehyde into the town's water supply. And when they caught him, he said, there's a bunch of other people doing this too. Kind of reminiscent of the Son of Sam. When they caught the Son of Sam, he goes, oh, there's all kinds of people out there killing everyone. We're in a satanic cult here in New York that encompasses some of the highest people in business and politics. That never went any farther than that. He's just crazy. And then all the work to make him crazy, and then he was reborn as a Christian. That's the Son of Sam, David Berkowitz, completely ended that version of the story. No one ever took it seriously. Same thing when I had Vinny the Bug, Vince Bugliosi, on the broadcast. We were talking about the Manson victims' connections to drug smuggling. Again, it kind of fits in with everything else we know about Laurel Canyon and the scene in both Southern and Northern California around that time. just completely shut me down. That also their connection to satanic cults just shut me down totally, even though there is just tons of information that that's all true. And he admitted it. Bugliosi admitted so much on the broadcast here. You can find it in YouTube, the weirdest Manson interview ever conducted, which actually got to Charlie Manson. He liked it, is what I heard, and wanted to come on the show. They don't let him talk to anyone anymore, Charlie Manson. But he got a little upset with me and a little aggravated and basically admitted all of that was true. But that didn't lead anywhere. So I want to go back to our Ebola updates. I think this is a startling information from the Liberian Observer. I think we caught them red-handed, but the problem reaction solution continues. We'll hit that when we come back. It's Jack Blood Show.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically.
Your money, what is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20. 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
A year ago, I was realizing that I was in serious problems with my heart. You know, I had these chest pains and so on. I realized that I had to do something and quick. I didn't want to go the medical route. So I started in doing some investigating, and somebody told me about these heart drops. I got on the heart drops prescribed dosage. Within 2 weeks, I immediately started seeing the results. This is working. I'm going to stick with it. I can't deny the fact that when I got on the heart drops initially, there was immediate help, an immediate turnaround.
To get your Extendovite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses. Evil minds that plot destruction, with sorcerers' death construction. Bodies feel the bodies burning. Machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind. was mine. Oh, Lord, yes.
Yeah, that's the Foo Fighters with Zac Brown the other night on David Letterman. I threatened to play that yesterday. That sounds good for a live recording. David was beside himself. Yeah, the tide is turning. That's why they gotta get you with Ebola. People don't believe in the war. They don't believe in the genocide. They don't believe in invading countries to restore democracy. Nope, people aren't buying it anymore. They're tired of paying for it. Man, Zac Brown is just coins of Ozzy pretty good. This is Dave Grohl singing his part. You guys can find that, Foo Fighters with Zac Brown, War Pigs on David Letterman. I know you want to check more of that out. Real passion in that one. Yeah, I know it doesn't win your war. You guys out there, especially listeners of the home station here at Republic Broadcasting, you guys are dyed-in-the-wool purist patriots, and I get it. You don't really like a lot of rock and roll. I get that, too. And, you know, you're waiting for the revolution to come with the muskets and everything, and I'm with you. Believe me, I've gone through various incarnations myself. You got a peace for peace, you can't fight for peace, and, you know, and I think we've come a very long way in spreading the word. And I do believe that all of the work that's been done for all these decades by people like yourselves has contributed, because I keep getting new posts and new emails from this truther, call it conspiracy fact, information leaking out all over the place. Anti-war information. You can really see it. It's being incorporated now. Now, these guys, of course, are late to the party. They're going to make all the money. They're the ones that are going to reap the benefits from our work. We have to be okay with that. So I understand where you're all coming from, and man, I've been promoting this book, This Is What We Do, for quite a while, by my friend Tom Hansen. It's just an amazing read. It's fiction. Really super fun to read. And it gets to the point where piecing for peace just doesn't work anymore. And the citizenry, at some point, without any kind of leader and no kind of group, of course the media dubs this group the People's Mafia, and they create leaders where there aren't any, but just almost by osmosis, people begin to realize who their real enemies are and begin creatively making examples of them. And on this day in history, where there is just littered bodies of the elite that have been taken out by their people, I think that that might be an appropriate thought. I'm not allowed to call for violence. I'm not allowed to say anything like that on the radio. In fact, I probably already went too far. But I'm totally with you on that. I think we have to do it in the same way that the elite do it, cost-benefit analysis on all fronts. We have to defeat the propaganda. That's why I'm here. We have to be somewhat organized, but not too organized, because if we can't become another top-down organization, and I could name a few, I won't, that have kind of succumbed to that and crashed and burned, then we're going to keep getting the same thing we always got. But we have to do it on multiple fronts. So creatively, artistically, culturally, this is being done and has to be done. And so I congratulate to the people that do it. Sometimes I think that, you know, one song is worth, especially if, you know, millions of people are seeing it and it's seeping into their subconscious, such as War Pigs. It probably does a lot more and is more effective than me doing a year's worth of shows. But again, how did that happen? How did we get to that point? And I'm not taking any credit for it. I'm giving the credit to you guys, because I wouldn't have been here without you. That's the whole thing. It's the Jack Blood Show. We have Ted Walter joining us in the second hour of the broadcast today. He is the leader of the New York Can Project, and I have to first, I think, apologize to him for mixing him up with Jimmy Walters. It's a common mistake. The patriarch, patron of 9/11 Truth back in the day. So he's going to come on and tell us where they're at now with getting this investigation of Building 7 in New York on a ballot initiative, maybe how they fell short, maybe we can all learn something from it, and what the next move is. So I'll be happy to have him on. I think that'll be quite interesting. Okay, so a couple of Ebola updates. Cue the music. I already did that once. So here's the thing. We had already reported, as we reported yesterday, there was a guy trying to dump formaldehyde to give people very similar symptoms to Ebola in the water supply in Liberia. We have to assume that's being done in other countries as well. We also should, I guess, in some ways, I don't like to assume things this big, but we have to think and investigate into the direction of what's in the vaccines there isn't really a vaccine for Ebola, so what are they giving people, and what would be in that? And there is naturally in a vaccine formaldehyde. That's just one of the general ingredients, right? Oh, I know it's not a liter of it, but there's some in there. Wouldn't take much to put something in a needle to give people flu-like symptoms so they can freak out about Ebola. This is why you don't know anybody who knows anybody who knows anybody who knows someone that has been sick, contracted Ebola. And yet it has been rung at the highest tower, the loudest bell, as the biggest pandemic ever. And they are taking every kind of, I won't even call it a precaution, advancement in security, control, and of course, financially patting themselves along the way to keep this thing going. And I'm for one, I'm a little bit shocked because it did go away for a while and then it came back right around the time that we began bombing Syria again. Yeah, it's weird. And right around the time that the stock market, I think, was just unable to be propped up. So now you can use this as an excuse for the stock market. You can use this as an excuse to continue the invasion of Africa and the whole nine. And then it gets a little sticky from there. If you've noticed, there are quarantine measures being taken by various states and federal agencies. The Obama administration supposedly convened for an emergency Ebola meeting at the White House. What do you think that was like? Well, it must have been hard because I think they have to keep Obama in the dark about this. They have to convince him that this is true. Because somewhere in there is a guy who is anti-imperialist and anti-power. I know, and you guys, I'm giving him way too much of a pass. But I just have this feeling that they have to con him in the same way they tried to con JFK. It didn't work out. And so it probably wasn't the funnest meeting ever, but sometimes you just picture being the fly on the wall and watching them all laughing. Wow, this is working pretty good. What should we do next? One of the things they wanted to do next was to put together a medical SWAT team. I saw, I think it was Freedom Outpost. I saw one of the libertarian sites equivocating this Ebola crisis with Katrina, which I think is really not fair to the people in Louisiana, because that was a much worse situation where real people died and it was a real disaster. They're equivocating Obama with Bush, and they're equivocating the CDC with FEMA. Funny, because that's exactly what I've been saying the entire time. I'll get you this update without any color commentary. Medical SWAT teams by the CDC, who has become what? The military? Is this why our various federal agencies have been stockpiling weapons and bullets all this time? We'll be right back. It's the Jack Blitt Show.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website,
by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Want something different from your detox? Then you want Hemp USA's Microplant Powder. For a full body detox with 7 formulations and 8 different sizes, you will feel and see the difference. And the best part? It's only about $10 a month. Our customers love it, and we ship worldwide. Get the detox difference. Get Microplant Powder from HempUSA.org. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF P.O. Box 385 Silver Hill 36576.
Sing it, choir. We're singing to the choir. Let them eat cake. Tell your sisters, your brothers, your uncles, your friends, your co-workers, your neighbors. The vision is a new world order. The eye atop the pyramid is open and awake. And there's formaldehyde in the cake. It's a Jack Bletcher. So let's see, where are we at so far? I need to backtrack a little bit because of my more convoluted, non-sequitur way of presenting the news and not just reading it to verbatim line for line like a very sober journalist. Okay, so in the Gary Webb story, we've told you a little bit how the media can be controlled, in that case by the Reagan-Bush administration. I think it's the Bush-Reagan administration, kind of like it's the Cheney-Bush administration. That you can sick the media on people, that you can totally make things up, and we know about Mockingbird and how you can, you know, use the media to control all public opinion. That was a CIA program in the 60s. It didn't go away. It just simply evolved and was renamed something else, kind of like Blackwater has 10 different new names. So that's a way to throw you off the trail. We've also again, reminded you that there was a guy caught in Liberia trying to poison the water with formaldehyde, which would give people Ebola-like symptoms. We've made the connection to whatever is in the non-vaccine, because there is no real vaccine at this point for actual Ebola, if Ebola itself even exists. That's a whole other issue. And then on top of that, we had a report here a couple of days ago. There is CNN footage of a crisis actors on the ground in Liberia, which has become kind of the new ground zero. Remember, real reporters are not allowed into anywhere near ground zero to the where the Ebola is happening. And you've got people on camera very obviously faking their symptoms for cash. And then there's the suspension of elections and more power to the dictator in Liberia and in other hot zones in Africa. So there's kind of who benefits and how it's being done. Then you put that with people that have had Ebola and been in the hospital have walked away, just walked right out. They didn't have Ebola to begin with. You very rarely see these reports. Then you have things like this. This is just today on the Drudge Report. It's a mystery. Who is the man without protective gear escorting an Ebola patient? Remember, now we also had chopper footage from major news in Dallas watching these hired workers to clean up vomit and bodily fluids from a so-called Ebola patient. In fact, the one that died, using no protective gear whatsoever, power washing it into the gutter. Why is it? Now, of course, the Republicans are saying that this is just, you know, Obama incompetence. And I always want to ask the question, is it incompetence or design? It's almost always design. And I know that definitely sounds conspiratorial, but that's just because we've caught them so many times when they claim incompetence. There was design, and incompetence is just a way to say, oops, yeah, we gave the insider, infiltrator, terrorists a bomb in 1993 to attack the World Trade Center tower, and they used it and people died. But we were just incompetent. We lost control of the operation. That'll never happen again. Give us more money and promote us all. It's an ongoing theme, quite frankly. Remember, George Tenet was given a medal after 9/11. Another case, an airport worker ordered to remove his mask and gloves when dealing with an Ebola patient. Obama says that they'll tell you the real truth about Ebola after the election. People have said this is the October surprise. So far from the Obama administration not handling Ebola correctly, they're handling it perfectly, the New World Order, the globalists. This is exactly what they needed, what they wanted, and I'm playing into it by reporting the diversions, but I have to. So there was a meeting, an emergency meeting at the White House, allegedly. And what they said is they're directing the CDC, blocks from me here, to send a rapid response team. He describes it as a medical SWAT team. Now, currently, there's a three-week quarantine if they catch you with Ebola symptoms, which, again, are like the flu. They now are trying to extend that. Could they actually just send a SWAT team over here? I mean, it wouldn't be more than a quick walk from the CDC to my house. And put me in quarantine for an unlimited amount of time with absolutely no legal recompense, no jurisprudence whatsoever. And this is the same thing. If they say you're insane, you're a 5150, you're a danger to yourself or others, they can just come grab you, lock you up, and keep you for at least a month without any evidence that you're a danger to yourself or others. And then they can just keep you going from there. This does sound a little bit like Stalin's Russia, I gotta tell you. SWAT teams, CDC SWAT teams, to combat Ebola. So there's that. I guess that gets us through the updates. I can keep going. And I gotta tell you, the only people that seem to believe this is the media reporting it. And I want anyone that's in the media to check yourself before you continue. There's people that have been very good news sources for us, just throwing it down all day, every day. And I guess I'm not really doing that. I'm trying to debunk that. That's what we do here. And so I urge you to exercise caution, because you're all going to have egg on your face here pretty soon when this just simply goes away. It will go away at some point. You keep looking at it and you go, oh my God, how can they keep moving with it? it's not even real. But that just shows you the power that they have with information and control, that they can completely make something like this up. And when this doesn't work, get ready for the fake cyber attack. Because I really see more people, and more people every day, beginning to see what we saw when we first started reporting this. And again, I've been working on a essay on this, but things change so much, that's the hard thing. If I publish it, it'll be outdated tomorrow. That's the hard thing about doing that. All right, in Iraq real quick, a car bomb has killed 8 CIA-trained Afghan soldiers. It's just another day in Iraq, in Afghanistan. U.S. Operation Against Islamic State gets a name. The Pentagon has unveiled a name for its two-month-old air campaign against the Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria, ISIS. Inherent Resolve is the name of the program. I guess it's better than the previously chosen moniker that was hastily withdrawn for obvious reasons, Operation Iraqi Liberation, again, with the oil. Remember they tried that in the Bush administration. Hey, you guys know that that's O-I-L, it's oil? A little too transparent. I think, you know, people will take that and run with it. The decision was made by the staff of General Martin Dempsey, who's chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the highest-ranking U.S. military officer, according to a spokesman, Ed Thomas, offered no explanation as to why the Pentagon chose this new moniker, Inherent Resolve. This is a big story, and I'm going to need some time on it, and we might have to carry this over tomorrow. Panetta reveals U.S. nuclear strike plans in North Korea. That spurs controversy. Now, the reason that this is kind of a complicated story in my mind, and everything's complicated in my mind, as you guys know, being in my mind 2 hours a day. And you have to know who Leon Panetta is. Now, we put up a story, what was it, about a year and a half ago when this all went down, of how Panetta and Petraeus switched positions. We had this happen twice in 1 year. The Daley family switched positions with Rahm Emanuel. They gave up the mayor position in Chicago, which they've had for decades. And the brother Richard Daley went to be the chief of staff for Obama temporarily, because everyone's temporary in this particular administration. There's like no one left that they started with, all the Bill Clinton people that came in and some of the Bush people. So Daley and Rahm Emanuel switch places, and then Panetta and Petraeus switch places, which was just totally weird. And I have that information for you, but the new computers are all confused. I got one that's just not—it's not even hooked up to this system. But I'm looking at it, so I don't have to have multiple windows open, and you can't get me on the one I'm broadcasting on, and it doesn't work super good. But you can go to my website at deadlinelive.info. Panetta reveals U.S. nuke strike plans on North Korea spurs controversy. And you can look to the story, the switcheroo story that we posted here more than a year ago, telling you who Panetta is. This guy is really worshiping at the feet of what we call the New World Order, globalization, one world government. We were going to nuke North Korea. And by the way, Kim Jong-un was just hiding a little bit. He's back now. There are plans to do the same thing to Russia and China. We'll get into that when we come back.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy one. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy one immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy one and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy one, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Disorder in the house, the tub runneth over, plaster falling down in pieces by the couch of pain. Disorder in the house, time to duck and cover, helicopters hover over rough terrain.
The great Warren Zevon. It's the Jack Blood Show. Let them eat cake.
Reptile wisdom.
Reptile wisdom. Oh, he got cancer and died. Did he? Warren Zevon? Okay. I think I got that all right. Trying to do everything from memory here. It's the Jack Blood Show. Before I went to break, we were talking about Neon Leon Panetta, who has since retired to spend time with his family and write his memoirs. Why do you write your memoirs? I guess so people won't forget you. To make money. Keep your name out there, or to create a policy shift to your own liking. So Panetta has come out and he's been very critical of Obama. I mean, this is pretty much how it works. Everybody that works for Obama comes out going, God, that guy just doesn't have it. He doesn't get it. Doesn't do anything. And that's, of course, exactly why he's there. He's there to sell Pepsi over Coke. Yeah, well, depending on how you read Obama's memoirs. and to really just be the face of the governorship. But you look at, again, at any corporation, the president is very low level. The CEO and the stockholders generally control everything. So Panetta comes out, and this bombshell, he's dropped a few of them. This bombshell came out, I guess, today or yesterday. Quote, if North Korea moved across the border, our war plans were, this is just really 2 years ago, called for the senior American general on the peninsula to take command of all U.S. And South Korea forces and defend South Korea. I mean, that's a lot of trust in the senior American general on the scene there. That included that just crossing the line. That's all it would take. And that included by the use of nuclear weapons if necessary. Panetta wrote in worthy fights. See, there are worthy fights. A memoir of leadership in war and peace. He should have said war is peace, because that's what he stands for. Now, this shouldn't be a surprise to anybody who follows the doctrine of foreign policy. And we threatened everybody with nukes. You know, if you guys get out of line, I'm going to nuke you. And some people call this the kind of mutual deterrent, so to speak, of mutual destruction. And the whole system is just fraught with loopholes, and that should put a little fear into all of us. I'm not here to spread fear, but fear sometimes brings awakeness and realization, so that is important. But we've threatened everybody, from Iran to Russia and China. We've just basically threatened everybody with nuclear weapons, and when you read Paul Craig Roberts, he's got a new book of his essays out, which is just fantastic. He sticks to this. I got inside sources that say there have been first strike decapitation plans on Russia and China. So you know these plans are out there. You war game for it. They war game to do it to us. So none of that is really much of a surprise. But why come out with it now? You're supposed to be a big Obama backer. Why are you coming out with all of this juicy information and conflict and division now? It's almost as if he's rooting for Jeb Bush to be the Republican. I guess whoever's going to get the nomination, we already know it's going to be Jeb Bush. So he's almost as if he's turning his shining his light on Jeb Bush and putting darkness and puke on Obama. And also you have to remember that Leon Panetta doesn't believe in the United States. So that puts a whole different angle to this. And why would I say that? Panetta, when he was at the CIA, before he went to the DOD, I mean, again, just the old switcheroo here. I have the article at deadlinelive.info. In fact, I've tagged it to the article about this first nuclear strike, so it's right up front at deadlinelive.info. Basically, many people believe the CIA enforcement arm of the CFR, the Council on Foreign Relations, Mr. Panetta. Mr. Panetta was a major shill for LOS. That's the UN Law of the Sea Treaty, which would basically take all your oceans and give it to the United Nations. It's something that's almost been done and kind of a reiteration of British maritime law. That gives the world's oceans to the New World Order to tax and regulate. Okay, this is also where the whole global warming thing comes in. Not that we don't believe in pollution, trust me. The history of CIA, rape, torture, and murder did not end on Panetta's watch either. Leon Panetta's life has been devoted to not the USA, but to the United Nations. He has been a fanatic for quote-unquote world government and a Hitlerian New World Order. We'll put that word in there, and sorry, Hitler. I don't like Hitler either. He's a Rothschild, in my humble opinion. Leon Panetta devoted himself to the election of Nelson Rockefeller, who had written the, quote, Future of Federalism, in which Rockefeller writes, I think the answer is some free world supranational being with the power to tax. While Panetta worked for Nelson Rockefeller in California, it was a mass murderer Ted Bundy who was, guess what, Nelson Rockefeller's point man in Seattle. Oh, you didn't hear that in the Ann Rule book. You should go look for our interview with Ann Rule. That's pretty funny too. Yeah, we've done some interviews on this show. Leon Panetta worked for Mayor John Lindsay. He's a Scroll and Key at Yale. It's, if you can't get into Skull and Bones, you get to go into Scroll and Key. Read America's Secret Establishment. Lindsay went on, Mayor Lindsay of, I think Los Angeles, went on to St. Paul's School. Lindsay was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. So Leon Panetta was right at home with the Destroy America's Sovereignty crowd. This guy Lindsay has like a picture in the back of his office. Total globalist New World Order weird picture that you can put in the Denver airport. Lindsay School is part of 10 schools, admission organization, a recruiting ground for administrators of the New World Order. This is how they get people in. This is how they initiate and select people to be your future leaders. St. Paul's School include J.P. Morgan Jr., the Vanderbilt, a future Skull and Bones member, Kennedy's, J. Peter Grace, the son of incorporator on the Council on Foreign Relations, etc. Panetta has been co-opted from the beginning by the super rich and the international community. His whole life. His goals are, he was the chair of the Pew Commission on Oceans, again, talking about law of the Sea Treaty. Smiling lawyer and the plausible local face to impose Rockefeller United Nations plans. The harmonization of local communities using Agenda 21 in preparation of the North American Union, by the way, too late. Prepped by the SSP, Security and Prosperity Partnership, to open borders, again, something he endorses. Designed to cause racial conflict. You seen anything like that around? No, I haven't seen anything like that. Lower middle class wages? Nah, it hasn't happened either. smothering of America until the people call for martial law and peace, kind of like they might have in, well, old days in Cuba. That's still Cuba, maybe. And they have in China. See, the reason that and this, I could just go on and on and on and on and on and on about Leon Panetta. And international bankers and the like, that he's been in a company with his entire life. And again, there's a lot of information at our website, deadlinelive.info. The reason that they want to destroy and tear down America is so they can make way for global government. And the only way they can do it, and we're, I guess, the number one superpower, debatable to some people, but you have to damage our credibility. And I really believe that the last several presidents have been completely, and their puppet masters, have been completely devoted. And I feel sometimes like we fall into it and I become a part of it. They've been completely devoted into tearing down the credibility and the purpose of the United States of America, of countries in general, but most particularly the United States of America. Because when that goes, when that, I know Reagan used to call it the shining light on a hill that all people were drawn unto, taking a Bible verse, I guess equivocating the United States with Jesus Christ, if you can do that. Not be blasphemous, that you can't get your world government unless you can bring down the United States. And it can only be brought down, not so much from the outside, and they're doing it and working at it on several levels all around the peripheral all the time, but by the United States people themselves. And this is why, of course, the Republicans and the Libertarians have to be targeted generally as racist and any demonizing thing. Because they're the ones that still want to preserve the country. The Democrats, most of them, and their followers, have ascended to this level of just get rid of the United States. I mean, keep in mind, we're talking about, 25, 30 million people have already come to the fait accompli that the United States is over. And the only way to stop war and pestilence and poverty and all the things they say they're for, these regressives calling themselves progressives, is to eliminate the nation states, starting with the United States of America. And that's exactly what Leon Panetta tries to do. And still has all this power. I wish more major news agencies would report on his background and not just what he wrote in his stupid memoir. We'll be right back. Second hour starts right after this news report. It's the Jack Blood Show. With finance.